What would you do if you glimpsed your future and it looked nothing like the one you'd meticulously planned? This question sits at the heart of In 5 Years, where Danny Cohan's perfectly orchestrated life takes an unexpected turn. A high-powered Manhattan corporate lawyer with impeccable credentials, Danny approaches life like a well-drafted contract. On the night she aces her dream job interview and receives a marriage proposal from her perfectly compatible boyfriend, David, she falls asleep confident that her 5-year plan is proceeding exactly as designed. But that night, she experiences something impossible. She wakes up 5 years in the future, in an unfamiliar Brooklyn apartment, wearing a different engagement ring, beside a man named Aaron, who seems to know her intimately. The experience feels too real to be a dream. The smell of coffee brewing, the texture of linen sheets, their easy conversation filled with inside jokes. Then she wakes up back in her present, shaken to her core. For the next 4.5 years, Danny adheres rigidly to her planned trajectory, excelling at her prestigious law firm, moving into a pristine apartment with David, yet something feels fundamentally misaligned. Despite their seemingly perfect compatibility, she and David never quite manage to set a wedding date. Their relationship exists in a comfortable but static limbo. The vision lingers in her subconscious like a persistent echo, and the date, December 15, 2025, looms in her mind like an approaching storm. Then her carefully constructed world begins to crack. Her best friend Bella introduces her new boyfriend Aaron, unmistakably the same man from Danny's vision. When Aaron takes Danny to see an apartment he and Bella are considering, her heart nearly stops. It's exactly the loft from her vision, down to the smallest detail. The impossible is materializing before her eyes, piece by piece. At the center of the novel lies the extraordinary friendship between Danny and Bella, a relationship more profound than any romance in the story. Since college, they've been complementary opposites. Danny, the meticulous planner who color-codes her calendar, Bella, the free spirit who books spontaneous trips to Morocco. Their dynamic has always balanced perfectly. Bella brightens Danny's life, while Danny grounds Bella. When Bella's relationship with Aaron turns serious, Danny panics. Her anxiety intensifies when Bella's apparent pregnancy symptoms reveal advanced ovarian cancer instead. In this devastating moment, their bond deepens through small, powerful gestures. Danny, sleeping on the hospital floor, memorizing medication schedules, learning to braid Bella's thinning hair. During a late-night hospital vigil, Bella asks if Danny has ever truly been in love. Danny realizes her deepest love has always been for Bella, not passionate romance, but the steady, bone-deep certainty of finding your other half. Their story challenges conventional narratives, suggesting our most significant relationships might be those we choose daily through every triumph and tragedy. As Bella's cancer progresses, Danny's carefully structured world unravels completely. Her relationship with David reveals its fundamental emptiness. They move in parallel but never truly intersect, sharing space but not genuine intimacy. Despite their matching LinkedIn profiles and synchronized schedules, something essential is missing. Simultaneously, Danny's career reaches new heights as she's offered a career-making opportunity that would cement her position as one of New York's top corporate lawyers. Yet this professional triumph feels hollow against Bella's deteriorating health. Each victory lap around the conference table is shadowed by another hospital visit. Each successful negotiation overshadowed by another failed treatment. The collapse of Danny's plans creates space for profound growth. Through late-night conversations with Aaron and hospital waiting rooms, she begins to understand that control is largely an illusion. Aaron's insight that love doesn't require a future in order to matter challenges her fundamental approach to relationships. She begins to recognize that true strength lies not in perfect planning, but in the ability to remain open and vulnerable in the face of life's inherent uncertainty. As Bella's condition deteriorates, Danny and Aaron develop an unexpected bond. United by their love for Bella, they create a support system around her, finding solace in shared grief. Their connection grows through small moments, laughing over dark cancer jokes in hospital waiting rooms, or watching Bella dance despite her weakness. When Bella stops treatment, accepting her fate, she reveals her final gift. She has purchased and renovated the exact apartment from Danny's vision, creating a beautiful home for Danny's future. This profound act brings Danny and Aaron together in precisely the place and time from Danny's vision. Their shared emotion culminates in physical connection, not as betrayal, but as an expression of their mutual love for Bella. In this moment, Danny experiences a revelation. Her vision wasn't about romantic love. The feeling permeating the apartment isn't love, but grief, raw, overwhelming grief for Bella. What she had interpreted as a premonition about romance was actually a glimpse of how she and Aaron would unite in mourning the person they both cherished most. Through her journey of loss, Danny undergoes a fundamental transformation in how she measures success and happiness. Her conversation with her mentor proves pivotal when he tells her, "You are not wrong for loving what you do. You are lucky." This permission to embrace her ambition without guilt frees her to integrate her professional drive with her emotional growth. Danny's evolution is reflected in her changing relationship with time itself. Where she once counted down 25 seconds before opening her eyes each morning, just enough time for David to start the coffee, by the end, she embraces the unknown. The date that once terrified her transforms from a looming deadline into a moment of profound understanding and release. This transformation doesn't mean abandoning ambition or structure entirely. Instead, Danny learns to hold her plans more loosely, to make room for unexpected detours that often contain life's richest experiences. She comes to recognize that success isn't measured in achievements alone, but in the depth of connections formed, the ability to be present in difficult moments, and the courage to let go of controlling outcomes. After their emotional night together, Danny and Aaron realize their connection, while meaningful, is built on shared grief and love for Bella. They acknowledge that pursuing romance would dishonor Bella's memory and potentially harm their friendship. As Danny walks through Manhattan's first snowfall, she encounters Dr. Shaw, Bella's oncologist, now simply Mark. Their interaction, filled with warm familiarity, shows how life presents opportunities in unexpected moments. Mark's invitation to coffee, whenever you're ready, acknowledges the importance of timing in healing and new beginnings. The courage to rewrite your story isn't about finding perfect closure, but developing willingness to remain open to life's possibilities, even when they differ from our carefully constructed plans. Sometimes the bravest act is letting go of the future we thought we wanted to make room for the one that's meant to be. In embracing this truth, Danny finds not the future she planned, but one richer and more authentic, one honoring what she lost while remaining open to what might still be found.